The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, now let's listen to Brother Hasnain Rajab Ali.
All praise belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I begin in His blessed name for giving us this opportunity to have these discourses, to tweak and to invigorate the mind and to alleviate our confidence and, as we say, trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, when I watch every single day in the news, oh, today Gaza, 70 people died, 100 people died, 200 people, like we're just shrugging, oh, really, just 200? Oh, mashallah, it's better than yesterday, it was 400. That's how desensitized we've become. When the enemy, one of them dies, pandemonium on, you know, Western media. Like, oh my God, this is horrible. Just like when the Ukraine war took place. The white people have to get on a train and become refugees. Oh my God. Like, you've been doing this to everybody else in the world. You've been putting your paws in everybody else's business, causing people to become refugees. You've got amnesia, or you're so adamant in your arrogance that you can't even see in front of your nose. But that's the human race, isn't it? That we are now, the deaths that are taking place. So you and I are scratching our heads like, God is merciful. These people are getting killed, are believers in God. Like, what's happening? Allah is telling me something very interesting. I struggled with this idea for a long time. Until I reached a certain age in life, it started to dawn on me how wrong I was in my concept. Now I'm embracing it and I'm understanding it. And really, it's a precursor to those who embrace Shahada. When Allah says, "In zamtum annakum awliya'u lillahi min duni an-nas, fatamannu al-maut in kuntum sadiqin." You claim to be chosen people of God, then have the desire to be in proximity of God. Here, tamannu al-maut sounds morbid. It sounds a bit self-destructive. It's not. Allah doesn't mean die. Tamanna is you see the day of judgment and the grave is now. But you are normal. You enjoy the good food. You're social. You're kind. You're giving. You're forgiving. You're loving. You're caring. You're sharing. But you have tamanna al-maut. Wow. How do I reach that stage? Why don't we have tamanna? Because we're afraid, we're terrified of death. Terrified. Rightly so. We should be. You know why? Because it's unknown. And it's a one-way street. Once you go, you can't come back unless Allah wills, which is not probable unless there's a miracle of Allah. So we're terrified. So Allah says, are you terrified? Yes. Okay. Then make the best use of it now because it hasn't come to you yet. But look at us. Allah gives us children that look just like us. Carbon copy. I see little kids running around, walking. Then I see the father. I see the child is walking exactly like the father. And I swear, if I took a picture of that father when he was a kid, it's the photo of this child. So Allah says, I'm giving you another chance. Did you make mistakes in your ignorance? Yes. Okay. Version 2.0. Fix him. No. Poison him just like me. Habibi, don't pray too much. Good for you. Hijab, please, cut it down. Not good. Why? Because I don't want to wear it. So Allah is saying, even at that level, this is a furu issue I just mentioned, how about you sit with your child and discuss God? Who does that? Luqman did. وَإِذْ قَالَ لُقْمَانُ لِابْنِهِ وَهُوَ يَعِذُهُ يَا بُنَيَّ لَا تُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ إِنَّ الشِّرْكَ لَظُلْمٌ عَظِيمٌ. When Luqman gave advice to his son, how? Because Allah said, وَلَقَدْ عَتَيْنَا لُقْمَانَ الْحِكْمَةِ I gave Luqman wisdom. And the wisdom now is spreading to his child. Sitting with his child. Not talking about, Habibi, you're going to make $500,000. We're going to have fancy cars. We're going to rule the world. The way Rupert Murdoch speaks to his kids. Today he's about to kick the bucket. And he's in a big trouble. Serious trouble, which he never planned. Because his lead son is exactly the opposite in his ideology. And Allah says, the chickens have come home to roost in your house. Allah is the best of planners. Warren Buffett, a god with money on earth. When that man talks, he fills stadiums. Good, not a bad man. Can't say bad things. But I'm scratching my head and say, what are you going to do with all these billions and trillions? And when you go 6 feet down, boy, the accountants are going to be busy with you. What are you going to do? And by the way, when he does die, we all want to be in his shoes right now. How about when he dies? Would any of us volunteer to jump in with him? No. Because this mind already knows what the truth is. So let's not be fooled by the glitter of Jeff Bezos having this grand wedding in Venice right now. I look at him, I said, how sad. These guys will have weddings on the moon and they'll go to Mars and have weddings. Just like King Charles when he got married, right? It was the biggest wedding that ever happened. And then it was the biggest sham that ever happened. It was a disaster. Allah says, how foolish. Al-mal wal-banun zinatul hayatid dunya. Wal-baqiyatul salihat. Look at our prophets and our imams and the lovers of Ahlul Bayt and the soldiers who died in Karbala. Can you and I say anything bad about them? In fact, if I put my child's name with one of them, I have honored my child by giving my child an honorable name of a person who submitted to Allah without getting fooled because their tawheed was strong. I'm going to touch on this very briefly. I'll discuss it further. But I want you to understand that our iman lies in our hearts. And when we discuss usul ad-din, it should be at the level of the heart, not at the level of the mind or the tongue. Please. If you look at academia today, modern education, you know why many of our children, even who go to the best schools, are deviant? They go to private schools, but they're deviant. They're immoral. But they go to the best schools. Because the entire education system is mind-based. Bloom's taxonomy is mind-based. Feed the mind, and then be creative. When your mind is creative, you have maximized this child's potential. No, it's completely misplaced. Quran insists not the case. And you know what's interesting? Is we all know it. It's like when Newton described gravity, we were like, oh my God, it's right there. It was always falling. You'll find that when we look at each other as human race, we say, let's have a heart-to-heart talk. It's very different from saying, let's have a mind-to-mind talk. It's very insulting. You say to your wife, I've been thinking a lot. My mind loves you. Or the wife says to the husband, I've been reflecting a lot. Bloom's taxonomy, man, he's right up here. I've become so creative, and I've realized how great you are as a husband. The husband would look at you. You think he'll be happy? You say, you are a charlatan, manipulative. How dare you say that? But you say, my heart feels for you. And then, you know, we go into different levels of the heart. From the bottom of my heart. Not the top of my heart. I love you from the top of my heart. Not good love. Bottom of my heart. Why? Because it has to settle. And it settles in the bottom. Now, do we teach our children that? No. We teach them, somebody says something to you, figure out a way, get a bigger bomb and blow them even more. Punch them. find their weak spot, debilitate them. Do you have a heart? Do you have compassion? Do you have empathy? No, just sympathy. The Quran addresses this very elegantly.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahim Kareemun Azim Alimun Halim Hakimun Mateen. محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.